This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Humor is a natural defense mechanism of the body when times are bad to lighten up, and it's very important to do. So as dark as times are and as serious as they are, hey, we know the Bible's real, we know the Antichrist is real, we know how it all ends. So we've got to maintain positivity and not let the enemy get us down. But they are coming with the contact tracers. And I told you yesterday I would break down what this is going to look like, how this is going to unfold. But it takes some real mental stress to make me actually focus on this and say all this. And I'm not being dramatic. I'm serious. So I'm going to be a big boy. And I'm going to come back and tell you what I think they're going to do and what's going to unfold the next few years. And it's really horrible. And I'm sorry to have to tell you all this, but the truth will set us free. Here's John Bowne's report. It's an important prelude to this. We now have major leaders in Canada saying they're using COVID to bring in martial law to silence dissent. They say it in national TV press conferences. They are going public with tyranny. And now Biden has launched the COVID tracking teams in the name of the Delta tracking teams, the Delta plus variant tracking teams, coming door to door to harass the unvaccinated. This is the Iron Fist.
I am here to talk to you today about the Delta variant that causes COVID-19. Well, anyone who is not vaccinated is most at risk. Younger people are less likely to be vaccinated. That puts the entire cohort of younger people at greater risk.
We need everyone to get vaccinated. We do this together. By July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families, and friends will be able to celebrate Independence Day. That will make this Independence Day something truly special.
When I got vaccinated, the first thing on my mind was I can finally see my friends
and go out to dinner. We feel more comfortable taking our children out and about.
See my family.
Hugging my grandchildren again.
Hanging out together, being fully vaccinated.
Being vaccinated means I can walk at my college graduation.
I was able to marry the girl of my dreams.
We tend to use the word isolation for someone who is a case confirmed. We tend to use the word quarantine for someone who's at risk of being a case, usually a contact. So on that basis, we advise that all suspect cases are tested and all suspect cases are isolated in an appropriate medical facility. In low incidence areas where there are sporadic cases or clusters, we advise that all contacts should be quarantined. Ideally, that quarantine should occur in a place other than the home. They did that with community workers, with public health workers, visiting the houses, checking on people, checking their health status every day and saying, how are you? Have you got a fever? Have you got a cough? And if a contact developed a cough or a fever, they were taken immediately for testing. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how sick these people are. Casting themselves as the heroes, the rest of us as the evil disease spreaders. And now, Biden White House to deploy Delta variant response teams across the U.S. to communities with low vaccination rates. They're going to force their way into homes and, quote, force people to be tested with fraudulent machines that are 94% false positive. And it's far worse than that already in Europe, Canada, places like Australia, where they have been arresting people for a year that protest online.
Now, you're under arrest in relation to incitement.
Incitement?
A young mother, still in her pajamas, is cuffed.
What on earth? Excuse me, what on earth?
Slapped with a search warrant in front of her partner and young children.
What's this?
Ultrasound in an hour?
Yeah, she's pregnant.
But Ballarat detectives were determined to question Zoe Bueller after the 28-year-old allegedly created this Freedom Day Facebook event, asking her friends to remember the 5th of September.
I wasn't breaking any laws by doing
that. You are actually. You are breaking all. That's why I'm arresting you.
How can you arrest her? That's
my two children.
The former cleaner turned candle maker has posted that COVID is a hoax, and police allege she was behind an anti-lockdown demonstration similar to those planned in major cities across the world this Saturday.
They also censor medical treatments, medical doctors. This is a giant exercise in raping our freedoms, raping our speech, raping our bodies, enforcing their deadly gene therapies into us. I got mainstream news going, we don't know why they're doing that. I mean, I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all our other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months, so get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news. Coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Okay, so Prince Charles, Prince Philip, Ted Turner, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and there's hundreds of these people that have been in the Wall Street Journal, in the New York Times. We've done countless reports on it. We've shown you the articles on air where they say, we're establishing a corporate system to help world government carry out an orderly, dignified depopulation because there's too many people. And granted, you go to some areas, it's squalor, they're poor, it's falling apart, poor people are having 10 kids. I don't like it. It's not good. But then you look at Bill Gates and the globalists, they're the most exploitive, evil, horrible people that promote all these other evil globalist agendas of sexualizing children and pedophilia and the destruction of the family. And you realize this isn't the pop eugenics of let's strengthen the race of humanity by promoting breeding of individuals with higher IQs or things like this. And, of course, that leads to hell. We know where that goes. That's why it's been rejected by the general public. We had major wars over it. But now it's back. And it's literally trying to sterilize our children. It's trying to force deadly things into our bodies. And so if we can put the headline up from today's show, it says it all right there. The globalists have triggered their planetary depopulation operation that they promised they were going to do. And so everybody's having this moment where they're going, wait a minute. I heard this from Alex Jones, and I heard this from countless other, quote, crazy right-wingers in the last 40, 50 years. And we never checked into it because that's just preposterous. That's not, you know, they're not putting fluoride in the water to lower our IQs. And then you get Obama's White House czar, John P. Holdren, who co-wrote the big 1,100-page textbook, Ecoscience, published in 1974, that is a PhD-level book for the elites on how to carry out world government and depopulation and how inoculations and fluoride in the water will be used to lower fertility and IQ. I mean, they tell you what they're doing. And I guess their argument is that if you don't care while they're doing this, you deserve it. And I've told you I've had off-record discussions with globalists at the next to the highest level. I mean, head of the Kissinger Group, you know, heads of other major institutions. And I only talk about the Kissinger Group because the guy did it on record in front of my producer and tried to get me to go to, you know, New York and be seduced by the CFR and the rest of it. The other times, it was even more bold. More bold. And most people get that speech and they bow down to it because they want the private jets and they want the money and they want the power and they want whatever, but they lose their humanity in the process. And they're very, very empty, unhappy people, in my experience. They don't have joy. They don't have real empowerment. And they're also not given discernment. So this is the New World Order takeover. This is the world ID. This is the implantable microchip. Klaus Schwab has said it. This is the banning small businesses. This is the persecuting and hurting and attacking those that haven't been injected with this experimental garbage. This is the rollout. And you see the areas that accept it. The lockdown never ends. Oh, sorry, the shots don't work. Got to take more. They've held everyone hostage. And it's all been directed by a handful of Fortune 100 companies and the United Nations. And they've been very successful suppressing treatments. They've been very successful suppressing the truth. They've been very successful. And all over the world, they are coming and arresting people who they say have tested positive for COVID and taking them to government facilities and disappearing them. This is footage out of Latin America. And now they're starting forced inoculations in Australia of school children and others. And it's illegal. But the government said, oh, it's for the good. Shut up. So this is a revolution against your health privacy, a revolution against every bulwark, every speed hump, every impediment to absolute total tyranny by a group of self-appointed globalists that say they're doing this to save the earth. But really what they're doing is doing it to get total control over humanity and do whatever they want with us because they enjoy that power. And so now you hear, oh, in Bloomberg and in BBC and in AP, and hey, we should force people to take shots. And hey, children need to take it. They're little bug factories. And oh, you all got to just keep wearing masks forever. Because they want to introduce this dystopia because the evil wants to promote pedophilia. They want access to children. That's what their spirit wants, to destroy innocence. And just like you might enjoy a veal chop because it tastes so tender and good, they spiritually see your children as a veal chop. And they know we're organizing against them. They know we were destroying their networks. They know we were bringing them down and getting patriots and Christian nationalists elected all over the world that see the spiritual colonialism of this New World Order rainbow flag transhumanist takeover. The human cloning that Congress wouldn't even ban that's going on. The human-animal hybrids. It's all here, and they want a license to do whatever they want, whenever they want. And their microchip, just like Rockefeller told Aaron Russo when he was a big Hollywood producer making Eddie Murphy movies, he said, we're all going to have a chip that says, kiss my ass. I go anywhere I want, do whatever I want. I'll be tax exempt. I'll be above the law. And now you see it with Hunter Biden and his dad and the rest of them. And now they're on TV saying on 60 Minutes, we're going to put chips in all the troops. Well, they were already putting chips in all the military years ago. Now they want to put brain chips in them. Now they want to give you behavioral vaccines. That just means something you're injected with. You could call shooting somebody with a gun a vaccine. You're injecting lead into them. They're injecting systems that go in and reprogram your very cells. And most importantly, they're killing and maiming people and getting away with it to see what else you'll accept. And so they're going to start rolling out the contact tracers as they've already done it in Europe, as they've already done it in Australia, as they've already done it in Latin America, where they come to your door and they say, your neighbor said you were coughing. We got a report you were sick. No, I'm fine. You don't have a warrant? Get out of my house. Well, under the emergency code, we don't need a warrant. Come outside. And they've got a little credit card reader machine. It's a total fraud. They stick Lord knows what up your nose. They stick it in the machine. 2 minutes later, it says they can turn up to 40 cycles. So you'll be basically 100% false positive. And, oh, sorry, because the computer will tell them we're going to go at 40 cycles. You're a good little globalist, and then come to your house and test you. And now they've got a perfect excuse to disappear you and get used to vans driving around, grabbing people, and all the Democrats and all the leftists that went to college in Europe and Latin America and Africa and Asia, everywhere, they go to these UN-certified schools to learn how to be social workers, to be in AmeriCorps, or to be in the Peace Corps. And now that's that civilian domestic army Obama talked about, just as big, just as strong as the military. And it's not there to take your guns right away. It's not there to, no, it's there to save you. It's there to make sure you take the shot. It's there to see if you're sick and go in your home and take you out and take you away. And sure, that was all in the UN plans years ago. It was in the Rockefeller plan, lockstep, 11 years ago. But now it's operational, you see. And so Biden last week said in the press conference, yeah, we're going to go to Republican areas. They're making this political. This is not political. Of course, it's totally political. And so we're going to areas. We have the zip codes. We know who's not been given shots. And the Health and Human Services Secretary said, I've got the clip. We'll play it next segment. We've got a database of who's had the shot, who hadn't. And we've integrated it in with the Census Bureau. And we're coming to your house because we know you didn't have it. I mean, this is government contact with you. And now, oh, it's a law enforcement legislation. We'll cover that next segment. Oh, and why not? $2 billion for capital security. $2 billion additional dollars. Oh, you know what we're going to do now? We're going to set up in all 50 states, starting in Florida and California, this new legislative police force that goes out and goes after people that are criticizing members of Congress or anybody else. And any criticism they're saying is radicalization and is terrorism. So they're creating a new domestic anti-terror force that literally works for the Democrats and has all been announced. See, we went off the edge of a cliff. We're free-falling now. And lying about it to yourselves isn't gonna make it any better. Admitting what's happening and organizing against it is. I'm going to explain this when we come back, but this is the heart of everything. I'm going to cover it on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain.
So, we are now under UN global control, the corporations that financed and created the UN, the Rockefeller system, and it is designed to bring in planetary world government, transhumanism, and depopulation. And it needs a pretext to arrest people, disappear people, forcibly test people, put out our medical records, share it on giant databases, make you give your medical records to people at restaurants or at baseball games. And they're saying, hey, we want to make it mandatory. Remember, oh, it'll never be mandatory to listen to Alex Jones. And of course, it was always planned to be mandatory. So that we wouldn't form opposition and say, hey, we don't want mandatory. Or, hey, your vaccine doesn't even work. I told you it wouldn't work. They call every cold COVID. You can't make a vaccine for all the cold viruses. Unless you make it for the protein, which is in your body. Which then you get attacked. I mean, this is so 101. They knew what they did. They did it by design. And it's just such a giant crime, and it's so naked, it's so out in the open that I personally am completely blown away. I mean, I knew it was coming. I knew they said they'd do it. I know they've been caught doing thousands of illegal tests, lethal tests on poor people all over the world. But now they hit the industrialized world with a depopulation weapon, which will then bankrupt everybody as they slowly die, which will then funnel all your money through the medical system back to the globalist. So it's all about control, all about centralizing the economy, making you obsolete, non-essential. They've told you you're non-essential. Like in the science fiction movie, The Aliens Land, they say, you are obsolete. You will be eliminated. But they're telling you this like they're there to save you while they tell you you're obsolete. So they're announcing just, oh, $2 billion, statutorily it's illegal, federal law says D.C. police can't be outside D.C., we don't care, we're just doing it. We don't care it's illegal to open the borders up and let people smuggle kids in with no IDs and just give them whoever they want, but they're doing it. It's illegal to do this on every single front, but they're just doing it. So of course they're setting up with $2 billion of your money. Capitol Police. Oh, who's that? Oh, that's the Capitol Police. You're out in the middle of Kansas. Oh, who pulled me over? Oh, I'm the federal police. The federal police force. All tentacles of the FBI and the Justice Department. And what, they just busted another FBI agent being a pedophile like yesterday? It's like every couple of days now. And it's not that FBI agents are pedophiles. It's that pedophiles are taking everything over. It's a cult. We're going to get your kids. We're going to corrupt them. We're going to get them no matter what you do. We're coming for your children. Hey, don't come for my children. Oh, you're threatening us. We're victims. We're just a bunch of men that want your children. Not any problem. Our flags are just everywhere. We're just forcing it on you everywhere. So here it is. The H.R. 666 Anti-Racism in Public Health Act. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm not for racism then. And it says here, conduct, analyze data, and administer research and grant program to address racism and the impact of health and well-being with all of your medical records from the CDC, the National Center for anti-racism, that's REMA, the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, with your medical records. So the FBI, the Justice Department, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they've already got all your records. They're already in all your iPhone apps and in your Twitter and Facebook. You know, they're the moderators that read your private messages. You can trust them. Same folks that can listen in over the little digital assistants from Google and Apple and Facebook and Twitter and Amazon. The bill establishes within the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention a National Center for Anti-Racism and Health and a Law Enforcement Violence Prevention Program. Among other activities, the new center must declare racism a public health issue, collect and analyze data. They get your medical records, and administer research and grant programs to address racism and the impact of health and well-being. Because the health department was set up in New York first by Margaret Sanger to, quote, exterminate black weeds. But now they really love you. Additionally, the bill specifically directs the CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, in coordination with the Department of Justice and other relevant stakeholders, to carry out the Law Enforcement Violence Prevention Program by conducting research and supporting officer and other activities pertaining to law enforcement, violence, and public health. So, contact tracers, your medical records, with the ADL, with the Southern Poverty Law Center, with Health and Human Services. Interface with your local health department, seamless surveillance control, legalizing the surveillance state they've already had for decades that's so illegal. They've committed all these crimes. They're pedophiles, folks, and they know it's all coming out, and so now they're just rushing to legalize it all, hoping that they don't all go to prison. And then that, of course, is House Resolution 666. Oh, here's another one, H.R. 6666. This became law. COVID-19 testing, reaching and contacting everyone, TRACE Act. And what do they call it? They call it, what is Saki, Jen Saki? Again, not a bad drink, a bad person. What does she call it? Strike forces. Strike forces. And I played you the clips. Like, oh, we're going to hunt you down if you haven't had your shots. In England, in Australia, in New Zealand, there were... The billboards are, we're hunting you down. We're the tracers. And all the college kids that went to be bureaucrats, who went to be social workers, they're now told, oh, the new job is contact tracer. Texas gave, what was it, $600 million to Google so they can run it and run the database and then send people to your house. Oh, and Biden said last week, Republicans, because you're the bad people. You're the ones who will take the shot, making it political. And then they come, and here they are. Oh, the database, they know all about you. Whatever happened to warrants? Whatever. Oh, well, that's just the way it is now. And Tucker Carlson did a great job last night. He got into the eugenics of this. Now, this is all eugenics laws through the health departments, and the media is like, oh, my God, he's totally Alex Jones. Well, he reads laws on air from 1900, 1910, 1919. You know, he's reading the same damn law. He reads the same Supreme Court rulings about all this. It's still on the books. The Supreme Court says they can come grab your daughter or your son and chop their balls off. No judge, no jury. You know, it's still on the books with the health departments in places like Maine and New York and Washington State that they can grab a woman or a man at any age and remove their uterus, their ovaries, their fallopian tubes, or their testicles. And then Tucker Carlson read that on air, and he's like Alex Jones now. Because it's true, that's who these people are, and that's what's going on. And the bills are 666 to piss in our face. And we're coming for your children, and we're going to corrupt them. We're going to have sex with them. But we're not pedophiles. I mean, it's just out of control. Margaret Sanger said, kill the blacks, they're weeds. The left will edit me saying that and say, I said that. I said the Uyghurs are being killed on a talk show and said that black people should care about everybody. And they said I was calling them the N-word. That's how they use ignorance to control people. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend. And our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off. And your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Breath Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Breath Crystal Iodine is.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Michael Malice is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Quite the iconoclast, really smart guy. This podcast just gets more and more popular all the time. I had a chance to be on it when I was up in New York a few weeks ago. They just dropped yesterday. He'll be in studio with us. He's also wrote a book on North Korea. Spent a lot of time there. He's a childhood friends with Kim Jong-un. That's a joke. That is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I forgot to get to all the 666 bills. Sorry. There's so many dealing with the globalist takeover. H.R. 666, give all your medical records to the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and merge the Justice Department over contact tracing to give SWAT team power to the bureaucrats. There's that. And then there's H.R. 6666, COVID-19 testing, reaching, and contacting everyone. That's 666666 coming in your house without warrants. And then, of course, you got Bill Gates' patent, WO2020060606, for the tracking you with AI and then turning that into a cryptocurrency to pay you if you robotically follow orders the way you're supposed to. And then it continues. 100 more cops dispatched to Sydney to enforce a new lockdown inspired by the Delta variant. Oh, my gosh, a new variant. Oh, we're so scared. Just 25 under 18s died from COVID in England. And, of course, most of those died in car accidents. They just lied and said they died of COVID. Hundreds died from suicide and trauma. That was the plan. Big article on Infowars.com. Rand Paul says he will introduce a bill to scrap mask mandate, pointing out it's a farce and doesn't protect you and gives you bacterial pneumonia. Fauci even authored a paper on that, peer-reviewed in 2008. But the cult loves seeing you like a slave. Camilla can't wait to get rid of face masks. That's the wife of Prince Charles. Sponsors abandoned Tokyo Olympics as spectators officially banned from the events. Just all showing you the alienness of this, of humans bad, can't be next to humans, humans must be alone, humans must be locked up, humans are dirty, humans are... It's all a lie! The more people you're around, the healthier you are. People that are locked up and aren't around people are the ones that die and get sick. And the studies all show people locked up in their houses are the ones that died, including old people, from depression. Because your body says, I have no reason to be alive. Ever heard of cabin fever? Olympics will ban spectators after Japan declares state of emergency. And it goes on and on. FDA and CDC reassure Americans that third COVID jab is not needed yet as Pfizer seeks request emergency approval for booster shot for all of the hypochondriacs that want to go out and get more and more, even though they're chasing the devil here and finding their doom. Oh, but another fake poll. 40% of Brits want mask mandates in place forever. Unvaccinated, permanently banned from foreign travel. Hell, just kill them, huh? Just get rid of them altogether. A lot of amazing, amazing information. I'm going to play a really important piece where Tucker Carlson last night got into eugenics, the whole history of this, the Supreme Court, and how serious all this tyranny is. But just remember, only way we reach new people is you telling friends, family, neighbors, acquaintances, total strangers about the show. Freeworldnews.tv, write it on the back of a card, give it to folks and tell them here is a suppressed truth they don't want you to see. And at the same time, please remember, we're listener supported. So buy a book, buy a film, buy a t-shirt, buy a water filtration system. We have the highest rated out there. It's so important to do that. Water filters are 10% off right now. And that's a big discount because there's not much profit in those. They're already very competitive. And then we have free shipping then this weekend, double Patriot points. And X2 is selling out the good halogen, pure iodine, deep earth crystal. But I want you to experience it. So it's 40% off for the dropper bottle. It is 60% off for the spray bottle. That's the exact same high-quality deep earth iodine. That is a great deal on that. Those are both selling out. Just like I told you, X3 now is off sale because it's about to sell out. Well, these are still on sale. They're excellent. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And you keep the tip of the spear on the air, which is all of us together. Here is Tucker Carlson knocking it out of the park last night off historical documents. Here it is.
Tony Fauci has declared them merely a political statement.
It's easy to get. It's free. And it's readily available. So, you know, you've got to ask, what is the problem? Get over it. Get over this political statement. Just get over it.
Get over it. You don't have a right to disagree. You must take this medicine. This is a well-trod road that we're on, and it's a scary one. We've seen this before, more than a century ago. In the early 1900s, officials in Boston, of course, decided to make an example of a Swedish-born pastor called Henning Jacobson. Jacobson refused to take the government-mandated smallpox vaccine. And in his case, he had good reason for refusing. He'd already taken that vaccine, the same vaccine, in Sweden as a child, and he nearly died from it. Jacobson fought the mandate. He took his case all the way to the Supreme Court, and in the end, the Supreme Court ruled against him. That was a brand new precedent, then as now. And it didn't take long for the government to use that new authority granted by the court to force other medical procedures on the American population. After the Jacobson decision, the state of Virginia passed a law authorizing the involuntary sterilization of people that the state deemed to be, quote, feeble-minded or mentally ill, undesirable. In a landmark decision, Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, whom we revere most of the time, ruled that the same legal framework that justified mandatory vaccination also permitted the government to sterilize people against their will. He was explicit about the connection. Here's the quote. The principle that sustains compulsory vaccination is broad enough to cover cutting the fallopian tubes, Holmes wrote. By 1930, dozens of American states were forcing women to undergo involuntary sterilization. And in the end, more than 60,000 American women were sterilized by the government against their will. That happened famously, and we shouldn't be surprised by it. Things like that tend to happen when a distracted, submissive population allows the government to dictate what medical procedures they get, what drugs they take. This is a well-known and horrifying chapter in American history, so you'd think the news media might point this out, but just the opposite. Here's a clip from yesterday in which the saddest of the CNN anchors begs this administration to make vaccines mandatory.
What about Kathleen Sebelius, former secretary at HHS? Because she talks about the idea that maybe the administration shouldn't completely abandon the idea of not, if not vaccine mandates, at least encouraging some businesses or public places to require them. She says, quote, I'm trying to restrain myself, but I kind of had it. You know, we're going to tiptoe around mandates. It's like, come on, I'm kind of over that. I want to make sure the people I deal with don't have it so I don't transmit it to my granddaughter. So why not encourage, if not governments to mandate it, then some businesses if at least to require it?
The media demanding forced vaccinations. That shouldn't surprise you. They're not in the business to inform the public. They're in the business for power. They couldn't get jobs in finance, but this gives them a little SWAT. That's literally why they have the jobs they do. And they love their new power. What's interesting is that no other organized groups of sensible people who aren't emotionally damaged like your average cable news anchor, none of them are saying anything either. Why not? Veterans groups, for example, have remained silent as the Pentagon floats the idea of mandatory vaccinations for all soldiers. Now, there's zero scientific evidence that this could be necessary for any health-related reason whatsoever, but they're pushing forward. At a briefing on Tuesday, the Pentagon's top spokesman said that mandatory vaccinations for soldiers could be coming very soon.
Should the FDA approve it, then I am certain that Pentagon leadership will take a look at what our options are going forward, including the potential option of making mandatory.
Oh, making it mandatory. Have you seen this movie before? Yes. Those of us who are older than 22 remember it well. The Pentagon has forced soldiers to take untested experimental vaccines before. It happened in Iraq. Troops there had to take the anthrax vaccine. What happened? Many of those soldiers are now eligible for disability benefits through the VA. Look it up. Why? Because that vaccine caused serious long-term complications. Those included infertility, lupus, paralysis, blindness, and arthritis.
Michael Malice is coming up on the other side. He is in studio with us. Again, I'm Alex Jones. Do not spread this link. FreeWorldNews.tv. FreeWorldNews.tv.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yep.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Malice, best-selling author, hit podcaster, and more. He does a lot of stuff, is in studio with us. Of course, he's been on the show for 6, 7, 8 years, but also he did 2 hit number one shows, number one, number two, for Tim Pool on his great broadcast, the great Tim Pool, and his Forest Redoubt, MichaelMalice.com, Twitter, Michael Malice, and it is good to have you here with us in Austin.
Alex, it is such a pleasure to be here.
It's exciting to have you and your girlfriend and crew here. We're going out to dinner tonight. But you just watched part of that Tucker piece, and you said, I want to talk about eugenics.
Yeah.
Because we can talk about a lot of stuff when you want to talk about libertarianism, the police, the forced inoculations, where you see society going, the exodus out of New York. You're moving here. Is that a secret?
No, it's not a secret.
Not anymore. And all of that going on. But you want to talk about eugenics first. So it's great to have you, my friend.
It's great to be here. One of the things I like to do is buy historical books, because a lot of times what we are perceiving right now to be fact has been distorted through years of history. So not that long ago, I bought a book called The Case for Sterilization. It was a pro-eugenics book. It was written in the 1930s, I believe. And I thought, all right, let's give these people the benefit of the doubt. You can download the internet. It's public domain. Page one, this is an American book. They say, while we don't agree with everything Hitler's doing, so the correlation between this, what you were talking about, you know, the early progressives in the early 20th century and later on, it was really did in many ways lead to Nazism and just horrific things.
And speaking of New York, you have I love New York, I 357 Magnum, snub nose revolver in New York, meaning I want to kill New York, I want to flee New York, I hate New York.
I don't even know. I'm such a New Yorker, I don't even know what guns are. So I this is just like, I think it's more like the crime rates in New York that, you know.
Well, I love that shirt.
Well, thank you. I love it, too. I thought it'd be appropriate to wear. And I love New York, and I'm very, very saddened by what has happened to the city. I've lived there all my life. I don't know how to drive a car. And
I didn't mean to interrupt. We'll get to that next segment. But
okay.
The point is, you are a historian. I know a lot of history, more than I do, because I've talked to you a lot. I'm a big admirer of your show. I watch all the time. I learn a lot of stuff from you. But people that don't know, the center of eugenics was London at first, then New York, then Berlin, Germany. So when you talk about progressives and eugenics, I mean, this is where Hitler got it. Explain that.
Yeah, and that's absolutely accurate. This was the idea in the early 20th century, late 19th century, that using science, right, and the science is settled. If we scientifically engineer a society, we can breed a better race. Now, Margaret Sanger often gets a bad rap, because she talks about improving the race and people think it's a racist thing, meaning whites versus black. She means the human race. But they really had this idea that either voluntarily or through government, you could sit down and pick, this is a quality person, which is not going to be us, and this is a bad quality person, and they're going to breed, and that way human beings are going to improve that way. And you can see how it would kind of make sense in one very basic way at the time, but the consequences of when you're picking who can have kids. And it's not like people that you and I would agree with, okay, this person's an unfit mother. It's really like people who are like politically undesirable, maybe people who have some kind of disease or illness. The number of kids that we have that need, you know, loving parents is just a complete...
Oh, there's definitely a real problem, but who makes these people be in charge of the solution when it turns out, I've seen documentaries on the whole eugenics movement, most of them ended up in mental institutions and stuff. They were crazy control freaks, some of the worst people. So
yes.
Again, there you can't make one group in charge, just like communism, it doesn't work.
It is literally communism, because the communist idea, you know, another word for communism at the time was scientific socialism, right? So they were saying, if you have freedom, freedom means chaos. No one's in charge. Everyone does what they want. You're going to have disastrous consequences. You and I are obviously both people who are supporters of the First Amendment, the concept behind it.
And that chaos innovates. That chaos is beautiful.
Right, because sometimes when you have freedom, people are going to say things you don't like, and you got to nut up or deal with it or not. The same thing with kind of every other aspect. So they're saying, all right, we're going to decide. And the thing is, what happens when you have governments in charge of this, and you have this in low-key ways in like North Korea and these other places where people are encouraged to breed if they're of a certain class and they're discouraged in another class. If you take one population, you can do this kind of in a shorthand way. If I take this group, which I like, and I make sure that they have food, and this group that I don't like, I starve them. Well, that's a kind of a backdoor eugenics way, because I'm encouraging this group to reproduce because they have the calories, and these are not going to have kids. The kids are going to starve to death. So I don't think people appreciate, when they talk about kind of the horrors of socialism, just how pervasive it is, that nothing is outside their purview, including who you're sleeping with and whether you reproduce, and just how far they're willing to push these issues.
Well, here's an example. I pointed out that people in Western countries have higher IQs, whether they're black or white, than people in third world countries. That's not a statement saying they're inferior. They're getting lower calories when they're growing, so they do have lower IQs by the very extension of that.
And we see this in Korea. So North and South Korea have been separated since the 40s, which they've been a one nation for literally thousands of years, genetically identical. 60 years in terms of human evolution is a drop in the bucket. And we're seeing not only differences in terms of intelligence because of this, you know, severe malnutrition in the North, but also differences in height. Now, anyone, you don't have to be a scientist, you don't have to be a biologist to understand, if you have two kids and this kid is going to get fed and is going to have, you know, a thriving environment, and this kid doesn't have access.
You can always tell the runt, like with pigs or cats, the one that's too little that can't root, or there's so many that there's not a tit for them, they're half the size of the others.
Right, but the thing is, when you have the person who has the genetic capacity, but then you're depriving nourishment from them, they end up becoming the runt, although they did not have to be that way. And when you have things like this in these totalitarian states, when government...
Which use food as a weapon, they admit. The UN says we use food...
They use food as a weapon. And I think Americans, you know, being someone who's born in the Soviet Union, I've done work with North Korea, as you mentioned earlier, I don't think Americans realize Venezuela. We don't have to talk about it. Venezuela is happening right now. The Chavez government makes sure that their goons get fed. I was just talking yesterday. I was on the Trigonometry podcast we recorded. One of the co-hosts from Venezuela. And he's talking about how his cousin has to get rainwater to get water for his house. And people are stealing the rainwater from him. And I can imagine some people who have grown up in this country have been so blessed thinking to themselves, well, why don't they just go to the store and buy, you know, Poland Spring? Like, we're so lucky in this country, although things in many ways are bad.
What is it like being a historian, world traveler, grew up in the Soviet Union, to see the majority of millennials say they want communism? I mean, that is insane.
It's not, I wouldn't say it's insane. I don't think they know what they're saying. And the reason why they don't know what they're saying is you cannot expect government schools. You cannot expect the New York Times, who has lots, millions of bodies of blood in their hands with the Ukrainian genocide. You can't expect CNN to explain to this population just how bad it was. And spoiler alert, my next book is going to be exactly on this subject. It'll be out before the end of the year. And I'm sure we'll be back on to talk about it, assuming I don't burn this bridge today, which might happen.
Well, we're just excited. In fact, tell us, coming up the next hour, all the things you want to cover. Because I really, you're an exciting guy, smart guy, and I'm a big fan. What do you want to cover in the next hour?
I just want to talk about, I think, why the good guys are winning in this country, which I think a lot of people need to hear and don't appreciate.
And I agree. I think all this tyranny is a reflexive action because the establishment's losing control.
Yes, yeah. You don't hit a kid who's listening to you. You hit a kid when they're acting out, and at a certain point, that kid's going to get big enough, and you hit him, he's not going to care. Now, maybe that's a bad metaphor here, but...
No, it's excellent.
Yeah. That was just kind of... But you want to get into, like, just how it is, I think, that they're losing?
Yeah.
Because back in the day, you had... talk radio is kind of, I think, where it started. Obviously, that's where you have your roots. When you have three networks, like they had in the 50s and 60s, for example, ABC, NBC, CBS, everyone came home, they would watch one of the three, and they would basically have a consensus. Now, between the three networks, they were all hard left, you know, kind of had that as their ideology. I'm sure some people in the audience are old enough to remember 1964 when Barry Goldwater ran for president. They completely were in the position to destroy him because he had no mechanism to get his point of view out there elsewhere. Come 16 years later, you had Reagan because you had more mechanisms for conservatives, and I don't consider myself a conservative, by the way, to get their point of view out.
And Reagan knew that and got rid of the fairness doctrine.
Yes, and that fairness doctrine, fairness, is there any more Orwellian word than fairness? Like, I'm in Washington, I'm going to decide what's fair. Well, my definition of fair is always going to be that which furthers my interests and the interests of corporate America. And it's never going to be the interest of the little guy. At the very least, I'm not even able to hear his voice because I'm getting my phone rang off the hook by lobbyists, prominent corporations, prominent other politicians, and so on and so forth.
Stay there. Stay there. We've got to break in a minute. But tell people, because listeners are great, but they're ambassadors of freedom. And your show is so informative, funny, it's great. I watch it all the time. I mean, every show, I watch almost all of it. I miss some and get mad about it. How do people find your podcast? How do they find your books? How do they find Michael Malice? And then share it with others, because we need to promote people that are smart.
Sure. You go to twitter.com/Michael Malice. Anarchist Handbook was the last book, and the show's called You're Welcome. So it's youtube.com/Michael Malice Official.
Folks really liked our last interview.
It was so fun.
You hit me with a lot of questions. Bam, bam, bam,
well,
bam,
that's
bam.
The thing. I think you have people don't appreciate because there's this caricature of Alex Jones that you've been doing this for so long, for so many years, that you really have a lot of arcane knowledge that other people aren't privy to. And that's the comment people always give you. Like when you're on Rogan and you're on Tim and you're rattling things in, sometimes in a provocative, performative way. But then when they search for you and what you're referring to, you're not completely just making things up. It's like, this is the headline.
That's right. We'll be right back with hour number three. Stay with us.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.